Welcome to the Mama Truth Show, where soulful mamas embrace the whole truth of the messiness and magic of motherhood. Check us out at mamatruthshow.com. Here's your host, Amy Ehlers, the wake-up call coach.
Happy Mama Truth Monday, mamas. It's Amy Ehlers here, the wake-up call coach, and welcome to another Mama Truth Show. Oh my goodness, I hope that you are enjoying these shows. I'm so enjoying giving them to you. Okay, so today I want to tell you all about the very first women's retreat that I took my 9.5-year-old Annabella to this past weekend. It was with my friend Shiloh Sophia at the Cosmic Cowgirls annual gathering. And Shiloh has really decided in her work that you have to be at least 8 years old to come to any of her workshops. And so this was not a workshop for girls. This was a workshop, a gathering, a retreat, a weekend event for women, and girls as young as 8 year olds can come. So I have so much goodness to share with you about how that went and about what the experience was like. Oh my gosh, it was so great. But before I go into it, I want to tell you and share with you something for our kids that is simple, powerful, and effective. And it's the sponsor of today's Mama Truth Show. So we know how challenging it can be for teachers to get our kids to focus, to settle down, and even perk up during the after lunch slump, right? But what if teachers could help our kids with the touch of a button? You see, the lighting in our kids' classroom is being proven to have a profound effect on the energy and mood of our children. And I'm proud to announce that the sponsor of today's Mama Truth Show, Acuity Brands Lighting for Pupils, has created a tunable lighting system for classrooms. Check it out at mamatruthshow.com/light. That's mamatruthshow.com/light. You can check out a short video about it, and then you can even download a case study. It's truly a lighting revolution, and I'm so proud to have them as the sponsor for today's Mama Truth Show. So check it out at mamatruthshow.com/light. And now, on to the show. Okay, so I have to tell you, I was a little bit nervous to bring Annabella to this workshop. It was a full 2.5-day workshop, and I knew that we were going to be sitting in circle with women and with women sharing their truth, telling their stories. And here's the deal, and here's kind of the rule for Shiloh and her work, which I love this rule, is that the women in the room don't do kid speak because there are kids there. Right? This isn't about women toning down their truths or toning down what they're saying because there was no editing, in other words, because there were kids in the room. It was Annabella. There was also a 15-year-old and an 11-year-old at the workshop. So, and then the rest of the workshop was women. It was about 30 women there, I think. And so it was really an opportunity for Annabella to get a peek inside the truth of what it means to be a woman. And I just think that that is so powerful, that there's a way for her to see what adult conversation is like, to understand what it's like to be a woman, to hear about, you know, women's stories about the triumphs and the tragedies of their lives, and that there they are sitting there sharing it with everybody. So it was powerful. And Annabella was in heaven because, of course, we did creativity. Because if you know anything about my friend Shiloh Sophia, she's an incredible painter. She teaches a 13-part intentional creativity. She's really the founder of the intentional creativity movement, which is all about bringing your intentions into creative projects. And so we did that. We did this process called smash booking, which was so cool and so fun. We made these journals and we wrote things in them and painted and glitter and this and that and what have you. So there was also, an opportunity for her to express herself through her artwork and to write and to have inquiries and to journal a lot of stuff that we do in Mama Truth Circle. And there was also ceremony, a very powerful Native American ceremony leader named Carmen led Native American ritual and ceremony there. And so she got saged for the first time, which if you don't know what that is, you know, just burning sage and actually having the sage move all around you, purify your essence, purify your aura, so to speak. She loved getting saged. She loved it. She told me that was one of the most powerful things for her. And of course, she loved every time a paintbrush was in her hand. And as a mom, for me, I just loved it. I loved being able to have the opportunity to sit in circle with her, with my peers, with women that I love and admire that are brave and that are strong, and to really also experience her in circle, to see the response that she received in circle, to see the parts that really were a contribution to her, the contributions that she made, and then also the contributions that she received by being in that circle. And it was so sweet because every day we'd go back to our room and snuggle together in this beautiful king-size bed with lovely linens and just process and just talk about what did she receive? What was hard? Was she confused? Did she have any questions about anything that was said? You know, all of those things. And it was really a welcoming in a lot of ways of her turning more into an adult. She's really heading into that tween space. You know, she's in fourth grade. She'll be graduating this summer from fourth grade. And so it really is, she's in that space, mamas. She's in that space of really going from being a girl into being a young lady, into becoming a teenage girl. And I just feel like the more we can have our girls surrounded by not just us and our goodness, but by also by other strong women around them, other women that are in touch with their emotions, that are in touch with their spiritual selves, their spirituality, you know, whether that's, you know, my mom, Annabella's grandma, having her in her life, her aunties that are in her life, you know, my sisters, and then also the aunties that are our chosen family. And being able to have her have all of these places and all of these models of what real women are like. And to be surrounded by real women in all these different bodies and all of these different shapes and sizes within them, in them. So powerful. So whether you have daughters or sons, really looking at how can you create a true tribe, a village for them, so that they're being raised up by the village around them and having, you know, in case there's a moment where my daughter doesn't feel comfortable coming to me, but maybe feels comfortable going to her aunt or to Shiloh or to Susan, to Sark, that, you know, these women that are such a huge part of my life. And I want her to have her own relationships. You know, I'll tell you, I also did have moments where I wanted to completely control her, right? As a mom, those moments of like, oh my gosh, why is she saying that? Or, you know, we had this really powerful visualization led by this incredible teacher named Jassie, who I'm going to definitely have on the Mama Truth Show. She's from Australia and she leads these Brave Girl Circles, which is so awesome. So I'll have her on the show, don't worry, so she can share more about that. But, you know, she was leading this really powerful visualization. And then in that moment, Annabella decides that she wants to get out like this thing of Tic Tacs and open it and shake it and get Tic Tacs out, you know, and I'm just dying. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a visualization. This is not time to open up a Tic Tacs, right? But that was what she chose. So finally, I like open my eyes. I gently put my hand on her and shake my head no. She, you know, mouths, sorry, I just wanted a Tic Tac back to me. And I'm like, oh my God, right? So all of my own stuff coming up too, of being like, oh my gosh, am I going to be judged? Are these moms going to think I'm crazy? Right? So those moments definitely came up too. So I really want to encourage you to take your children to the tribe, take them to the village and really experience with them the power of being in circle, sitting in circle, doing ceremony, whatever that means to you. It was hugely powerful for me and I hope that you will do the same for your kids. Okay, so that's today's Mama Truth Show, short and sweet. How do you like them apples? And until next week, it's Amy Ehlers, the Wake Up Call Coach, signing off, reminding you to embrace the messiness and the magic of motherhood. Bye-bye, mamas.
Thanks for listening, mamas. Did you know that Amy has a new ebook out? It's called Sacred Self-Care for Moms, 7 Steps to Nurturing Yourself so you can be the mom you were born to be. And you can receive your free copy by going to sacredselfcarebook.com. That's sacredselfcarebook.com. And please don't keep the Mama Truth Show a secret. The biggest compliment you can give is to share the Mama Truth Show with your loved ones and write a review on iTunes. Until next time, keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood.